Yeah, buddy.
Good evening. Thank all of you for being here. I feel like I'm on cloud nine right now. As everyone knows, this is something that I've dreamt of for a long, long time. And it just became a reality. The impossible is not quite impossible if you set your mind to it. I guess we're going to take some questions, I'm assuming. We're going live. What are we doing?
Did the harness affect you at all? Or was it?
Did the harness affect me at all? No, because I made it across without using it. It was definitely there. It was something that I was very nervous about. Every time I crossed over a pendulum, it was something that was on my mind. And, you know, I would kind of pause for a minute. But I made it across to everyone successfully. My Uncle Mike, my head engineer, did an amazing job designing that last minute. And here we are. Faith plays a huge role in what I do. I believe that God has opened many doors for me in my life. And this is one of them. To inspire people around the world that, again, the impossible is not so impossible if you set your mind to it and reach for your goals, reach for the skies, and never give up.
Describe the view.
No, just excitement. I ran because I was excited. I was there. I was done. It was complete. I was safe. I called my grandmother, actually. I promised my grandmother that as soon as I got off the wire and went to commercial break, I would phone her and let her know that I'm okay. What was going through my mind? I was very focused. The wind was definitely something that you could not train for. It was coming from every which way. But you know what? I made it through it. And the mist was powerful. You know, the mist was in my eyes. There were a couple times where I had to blink so that I could see. But again, praise God, here I am in one piece. The tether was fine. It was something that was unique. It was something I wasn't used to, that I was uncomfortable with. But again, it worked successfully. My biggest concern was crossing over those pendulums. You know, we did some fine tweaking to that pendulum in the last couple days in order to get it to work properly. But when it first got here, it was actually grabbing the wire. And we were concerned. I was very concerned and lost a full night's sleep over that pendulum 2 days ago. No, there was no moment where I felt like I was going to slip. It was very unique out there, as we all expected. What a shocker. But it was there was no way to really focus on the movement of the cable. Normally, I can focus on that cable underneath me. And as it moves underneath me, I focus on that, and my body follows it. Well, there's no way to do that, because if I looked down at the cable, there was water moving everywhere. And if I looked up, there was heavy mist blowing in front of my face. So it was a very unique, a weird sensation. But I think it almost made me feel more comfortable, if that makes any sense, because I couldn't see that wire moving. And I got to the other side, and my wife said, "My goodness, that wire was moving everywhere under your feet." And I said, "Really? It didn't feel that bad." So I think it actually ended up benefiting me. You know what? The hardest part of doing live TV is they make you wait. Hurry up and wait. So there were 10 minutes, 10 painful minutes sitting on that platform. I like to go up, get on the wire, and make it across. But I went up and sat there and waited, and then waited, and waited a little longer. And as I sat there, my legs started to cramp up, because as what happened is my balancing pole is hooked to a live POV camera, and that POV camera is hooked to my waist. So now I'm hooked to my balancing pole, and that line isn't long enough for me to stand up. I could leave the pole down, or I'd have to hold the pole. Well, I don't want to get worn out ahead of time, so I had to kneel down, and my legs started falling asleep and cramping up. How does this rank among all my stunts? Well, I always say my favorite stunt that I've ever done was the recreation of my great-grandfather's pyramid that took his life in 1978 in San Juan, Puerto Rico. That is one that'll be with me forever, but so is this, and I would say this is up there with the best.
What's next?
Well, I have permits to be the first person in the world to walk across the Grand Canyon. So that's a process that we'll start working on right now, and we'll focus towards that goal, and I would say within the next 3 to 5 years, if not sooner, I'll have accomplished that one as well.